can see when they sell cowbells for people to ring at sporting events and other things, why they put a big handle on. This is one that actually, this is an old antique that I have in my hand. This one actually hung from, I believe, a cow. Maybe even Mrs. O'Leary's cow, the one who started the Great Chicago Fire. It's very possible that that is, but it's hard. It's hard without the handle. It actually hurts my fingers. But we'll continue to use it because no pain, no gain. That's our motto on the Bob Almanac. We do have some Bob Almanac salutes. Two of them, believe it or not, here today.
Now, on 90210, we have...
Luke, use the force, Luke.
What?
Use the force, Luke. You've had it all along. Use it, Luke.
You got the wrong Luke.
It works for anyone named Luke, Luke. Now use it, Luke. Use the force.
Courtesy of Saturday Night Live and the great Phil Hartman, Luke Perry dying after that massive stroke that he had last week. What was he, 52 years old? Something like that. Unbelievable. And he suffered a massive stroke. It also brings to light that strokes can hit younger people like Luke Perry. So a sad loss in the Hollywood community and also a sad loss in the professional wrestling community.
6'6", 455 pounds, the biggest man in professional wrestling. And you know what makes me sick, Gene? What's been making me sick since I've been here in the WWF is them having the nerve, these promoters having the goal to put me in a ring with one man. I should be in the ring with a minimum of two men.
Another one of the masters of the handicap match, King Kong Bundy, who was a longtime WWF wrestler, 80s and 90s, his real name Christopher Pallies. He died at the age of 61. King Kong Bundy, also dead. They're now gone. Of course, they will never, ever be forgotten. Today, Tuesday, March 5th, 64th day of the year, 301 days. It's difficult to say one and then a plural after it, isn't it? Isn't that just hard? 301 days until the end of the year. This date, 1922, Annie Oakley. Her real name, Phoebe Ann Moses. Doesn't quite have the same effect as Annie Oakley, right? When it comes to the whole thing with the shooting. She broke all existing records for women's trap shooting. Pull. She hit 98 out of 100 targets. Can she shoot free throws? Timberwolves could use her. Annie Oakley, 1922. 1934, Mother's-in-Law Day. Mother's-in-Law Day celebrated, first ever. Might have been the last. I don't know how long it lasted, but for some reason, Amarillo, Texas felt that we already had Mother's Day. We needed Mothers-in-Law Day for some reason. That was in 1994. How about in 46?
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern
Europe. We heard for the first time the term the Iron Curtain. It was coined by none other than Winston Churchill, and he was in, of all places, Fulton, Missouri, where he gave that speech. That was his date, 1946. Oh, Neil, are you here?
I'm ready, Jim.
That's right. We got virtual Neil here, of course, and he's ready to help.
Huh?
So that's 46. In 1955, we got a couple of Elvis notes today. First, this note. This is actual audio from the Louisiana Hayride. He made his first TV appearance. He'd been on the Hayride a number of times before, but it was only a radio show. But then it became a television show along about 1955, and this was his first TV appearance for Elvis. That was in 55, and then 5 years later...
The event, the first and only news conference that the Army has permitted its best-known sergeant, Elvis Presley, to give just prior to his departure for the United States.
Elvis Presley left the Army this date. He, of course, was serving in Germany. He returned to civilian life after 2 years of service in the Army. That was 1960-63.
Well, I went to a turkey roast down the street, and the people down there eating like wild geese. I'm on the way.
It's one of those sad days.
I'm going back to Alabama.
In country music, that's Cowboy Copas performing his big hit, Alabama. Hawkshaw Hawkins and Patsy Cline, 1963, killed in a plane crash near Nashville, Tennessee. I believe they had performed in Kansas City at a fundraiser. either the day or two before that, and a plane crash took the lives. Hawkshaw Hawkins was married at the time to Gene Shepherd. That was in 1963. We lost those country legends, including Patsy Cline. 1977 on this date.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say that none of these calls are screened, that the people of America are talking directly with the president. Our next call comes from a man who calls himself Dr. Midnight.
Hello, Dr. Midnight.
Is Rosalind there?
Courtesy of Saturday Night Live again, they went out and made fun of what actually happened on this date, 1977. That's Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, of course. But the actual Walter Cronkite and the actual Jimmy Carter appeared on CBS Radio for the first ever Dial a President. 9 million Americans tried to get in. Guess how many actually got through? 42. That's not a very high percentage, but 42 people. And what was impressive about that is that Jimmy Carter showed a vast knowledge on a number of topics, and that was kind of the gist of the SNL making fun of and skit of that Dial a President, 77. 82, another Saturday Night Live themed news tidbit, and this one's a sad one.
Comic actor John Belushi died today at a rented hotel bungalow in the Hollywood Hills. Authorities say that cause of death is believed to have been a heart attack. Fire department medics said they were called to the hotel where they found Belushi unconscious and choking.
John Belushi, 33, dying on this date in 82. 94, the largest milkshake ever made. 1,955 gallons of chocolate in that milkshake haven and the capital of milkshakes, I believe, Nels Pruitt, South Africa. That's where they made that milkshake. That was in 94, 2002.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
So MTV showed The Osbournes for the first time, season one, episode one. The crazy family of the Osbournes, Ozzy Osbourne. Good grief. So all of a sudden, this show is a big hit. That means any family that has, they don't even have to be celebrities. If they're crazy, Honey Boo Boo, all these shows, then all of a sudden just exploded. I mean, that was a show about a family, but it certainly was not family friendly. I think even the dog, every other bark was an expletive on that show. Shannon, the dog went on. I couldn't understand. Could you ever understand what Ozzy said? Maybe every third. The dog was more understandable than Ozzy in much of that show. That was in 2002 in the news. 2 years later,
Martha Stewart, one of America's best known celebrities and most successful women, is now facing the prospect of moving into a federal prison. A federal court jury in New York today found her guilty on all four counts in the case that grew out of a stock trade worth $228,000.
Martha Stewart, guilty this date, 2015 then. Martha was 2004, 4 years ago.
The pilot of this downed plane, movie icon Harrison Ford, pulled from the wreckage of his World War II era plane, alert and conscious, after crash landing in a golf course in Southern California.
Gosh, I hope he repaired his divot. I mean, he left a rather large divot there on the fairway. It would be tough to hit out, but you know, if it's not winter rules. Harrison Ford, he did that. He landed crossways at an airport. I mean, it's becoming obvious that there's no way that was the guy that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. It just can't be. I mean, you can't even fly a Piper Cub. Harrison Ford, this date, 2005. Thankfully, he was okay and he walked away. Birthdays now.
As of today, you will not wear colors and drop gum wrappers in the street. You will not wear them and play loud music.
Who do you think you hassling, sucker?
Isn't it pretty clear who we're hassling?
We're hassling you!
You remember James Sicking? He was Sergeant Hunter, Hill Street Blues. He was also Doogie Howser's dad. He's 85 today. Dean Stockwell on our list.
You supplied your fags on the Adriana's job with guns from my club?
Yes, but they were totally clean. Nobody could ever trace them. And nobody knows that you planned the jobs. Nobody knows that you wrote the alphabet notes. Carla did the job and left the notes.
The job may have been clean. What isn't clean, Dean Stockwell, is that mustache that you wore in Beverly Hills Cop 2. That thing's dirty. Get it out of here. Dean Stockwell, Beverly Hills Cop 2. And, of course, he was a long time on the TV show Quantum Leap. He was time-traveling buddy, his guide. Dean Stockwell, 83 today.
Seven little girls sitting.
Sing it with me if you know it.
Hugging and a kissing with Fred.
Fred.
I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
Could you even find seven girls that like the name Fred?
Keep your mind
so that's Paul Evans. That was his big hit from way back, 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there. He's having a birthday today. He's 81.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's darkest dark. The bars are temples, but the bulls ain't free.
It's also a great town for a man named Yul Brynner. Murray Head. That was his big hit from the musical Chess. He's 73 today.
Oh, no, we're gonna rock it down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
So Eddie Grant, little reggae. He brought reggae to pop music. He romanced the stone. And he took us down to Electric Avenue. I've been to Electric Avenue.
So hard like a soldier.
So Eddie Grant, 71 today, from Night Court.
And this is the courtroom. There's the bench. That's where the lawyers sit. This is the riff. And this is the ref.
She was Roz. She was one of the bailiffs, and I got to be honest, between her and Bull, I thought she was even scarier and stronger and meaner. Marsha Warfield is 65 today. Penn and Teller, you know them? One of them has a birthday today, and it's the big one. Penn Jillette is 64 on this date. The Proclaimers. Big one-hit wonder called I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. Craig Reed, Charlie Reed, both celebrating today. They are 57. Wally Zerbiak, the former Timberwolf. He's in his 40s now, believe it or not. 42. Our rapper of the day, Papoose, is 41. Paul Martin from Elk River, Golden Gopher, and then went on to have a great career in the NHL. He was a Mr. Hockey and Star Tribune Player of the Year. I saw his name on the list as they released their latest here this year. Paul Martin is 38 today, and he was itty-bitty, little itty-bitty young, but he still had the force with him, and the Metachlorians were deep and rich in his blood.
Just screw any dough pot, Slimo.
Yo can do banta poo do.
Yeah, he was Anakin Skywalker, Jake. Somewhere, that I think, if you can translate that, some one of those folks there said Bantha fodder, I think, but I'm not sure. Jake Lloyd, he was the young Anakin. He is 30 today. We're doing Gons but Not Forgotten now. Steinway Piano, William Steinway, 1835. Rex Harrison, the actor.
Matthew, think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it. Chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger. Chatting to a cheetah. What a
Before there was Eddie Murphy, there was Sir Rex Harrison as Dr. Doolittle, born on this date 1908. Jack Cassidy, David Cassidy's father, was married to Shirley Jones there for a time. 1927, the pop singer Tina Marie.
Let's make a deal, sugar.
I think you can categorize her as an 80s one-hit wonder. Once she was staying at a hotel and a picture fell on her and she was severely injured. That isn't how she passed away, but it was a severe injury. Tina Marie, 1956 on this date. One more. One more. Cue the Andy Gibb.
You are as famous as everything.
Oh, gosh. That's good stuff. Andy Gibb, the youngest of the Gibb brothers, he was the first one to pass away. He had drug issues, and he died. I think he was only 30. He died in the late 80s. He was 30 or 31. He was born on this day, 1958. 1958. And, Neil, where are you? They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Thank you very much for listening to the Almanac here today. Let's get into a long, long stretch of music. We like to call it a Bobathon. It's next. And again, live today from the Osseo American Legion, officially the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. We don't want to short the fine folks at Maple Grove that belong to that Legion. Osseo Maple Grove American Legion, today, noon to 1, all request lunch. Don't miss it.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul, Total Country.